and Bryant Dacus.
Welcome back in to Sports Time. Bryant and Brett with you, and joining us now to talk some NBA, Rob Fisher. You can catch him on all the Grizzlies television broadcasts, also with Grind City Media. Rob, thanks so much for joining us. It was a fun night of basketball last night. What'd you make of that 76ers and Knicks game?
It was fun. That's probably been the most fun series. Yeah. In all of the playoffs thus far, I would say. And even for a series that was 3-1, it's still compelling. And I think even now at 3-2, it feels compelling that it could go 7 games and go back to the Garden. But what a crazy series. You know, we talked last week about the Sixers being robbed of game 2 and losing that one and giving it away in heartbreaking fashion. Well, the Knicks decided hold my beer and decided that they would do the same thing last night and give themselves up and lose a game that the Sixers come back and win and go to overtime. So it's been a fun series. And Tyrese Maxey, my goodness, if we didn't know about him beforehand, I think we certainly do now.
Yeah, 46 last night. Rob, is there any team that you're far through either relationships around the league, and you have so many, and you're so very well thought of? Is it anybody you're pulling for?
I don't know. Maybe Minnesota with Mike Conley and frankly, they're just a fun team to watch. Mm-hmm. I think of all the teams that I look at and. They're probably the one team that I find the most entertaining because they're so well put together and they're so deep. And probably, I think, arguably, they're the deepest team in the NBA. And I'm interested to see how far that's going to be able to carry them. You know, not having a long playoff run, you know, how long can they go? How long can they do it here in this first run? I thought it was great last week when Anthony Edwards was asked about closeout games, and he said, "Well, I know nothing about closeout games because I've never had one." I thought that was great to hear from him. So they're fun. They got a star in Anthony Edwards. They're a very athletic, probably the most athletic team in the playoffs and the deepest team in the playoffs. I enjoy watching them play. So if I had to pick a team, that's probably the team that I'm most interested in.
And I know you like J.B. Bickerstaff a lot, and I'm pulling for them. And I mentioned earlier, he's up 3-2 that game last night, largely because the NBA TV. But it was just forgotten. It was played in Nome, Alaska, far as anybody knows, because the other games had so much going on around them. I'm pulling for him. But if he doesn't advance, I think he's out there. Boy, he has really gotten some tough jobs through the years and just can't ever seem to do enough to please everybody.
Yeah, it's, you know, especially after being up 2-0 and doing it in the fashion that they did with such convincing wins. You know, last night was a huge win for them. And you're exactly right about it being lost last night. I mean, I didn't watch, and part of that was it being on NBA TV and so many other things being on. The first game starts a half hour before they start, mm-hmm. so it kind of gets lost there as well. I'm upset that I missed it because it was the most exciting of the 5 games they've had.
Yeah,
because the other 4 have kind of been duds. I mean, the losing team in the first 4 games scored in the 80s, you know, and so that's not that thrilling to watch, but. Then an exciting one yesterday, and I missed it. I was like a lot of people. I turned it on too late. When I went to it, it was already over. So I missed the ending and missed everything. And probably not the most compelling series, but yeah, I'm with you. I'm rooting for JB, and mm-hmm. you know it will be difficult for him if they don't win this series against the Orlando Magic because they kind of played themselves to play the Orlando Magic. In this first series. So if it doesn't work out, somebody's somebody's got to be blamed and somebody's got to go, and usually that's the head coach.
Yeah. Well, in the last game last night, Bucks get a win at home over the Pacers without Dame or Giannis. There's hope that both, you know, if not one of those guys, can be back for the next game. But still, Bucks sitting down 3-2. They've got to go on the road to try to win the next game to force it back to Milwaukee for Game 7. What do you think about this team, the Bucks, if they can get both Giannis and Dame back and their chances to win this series?
Well, getting Giannis back certainly makes a huge difference. I mean, he's one of the best players in the world. And when it comes to their team, you know, they don't have much athleticism except for Giannis. And last night they won because they shot very well, shot over 50% from the field. And that's what they'll have to do going forward. You know, if they didn't have those guys, they're going to have to play very well defensively, and they're going to have to shoot the ball really well. They still have really good players without those two, but not enough probably to get past or to even get through this series. But with Giannis and Lillard back, I think it gives them a chance. To me, the big thing is, you know, Indiana's going to have to take Game 6 pretty seriously. Mm-hmm. And Indiana's got to be able to, you know, close them out. And I don't think they played with that sort of intensity and that sort of fight and that sort of fire that they needed to in Game 5. You know, a lot of times teams that haven't had this sort of experience, they go up 3-1 and maybe they rest a little bit and think they rest on the fact that they still have that Game 6 back at home. I don't know if that is the case with Indiana, but it sure felt like it watching the game last night. Well, they better take Game 6 pretty seriously, because if they have to go back to Milwaukee for Game 7, that place will be rocking. And if they got Giannis and Lillard back, it's going to be very difficult to beat them again. So I think Milwaukee's much in this series as long as those two guys do come back.
Rob, you are an expert handicapper. I mean, you do shows.
That's true.
You are you're an expert of many things, hockey, a lot of things. Why is Dallas favored tonight at Crypto?
You know what that looks to me like? That looks to me like take Dallas.
Ooh, I like that.
I think they're begging you to take the Clippers.
Yeah.
And when the book's begging you to do one thing, head for the hills the other direction.
You're exactly right. I mean, when a number looks this screwy, it usually is. And that's why I say take Dallas, because I think it's begging you to take the Clippers. I don't know why Dallas would be favored. Probably because of the 30-point comeback.
Three and a half. Not any little ham and egg one and a half, which is essentially pick 'em. That's a pretty big number.
Yeah, in Dallas, you know, did everything but win in the last game. So maybe that's a factor that just has Dallas being the better team. And, you know, with the Kawhi situation as well, I don't know why Dallas would be favored. That's pretty interesting, that line. And as a professional handicapper, that's why I would say go the other way, because everything you said is exactly right. They're begging you to take the Clippers, and so I would go with Dallas tonight.
You have your PGA Tour.
If I was allowed to bet on the NBA, I would.
Right. You have your PGA Tour member handicapping card.
That's exactly right.
Love that.
I got to hold on to it for a while. Yeah.
That's right. Kristaps Porzingis going to be out for, looks like, at least a couple of games for Boston. How much does that hurt them either tonight? Obviously, still a 13.5-point favorite. Vegas doesn't seem like that's going to be much of an issue tonight against the Heat. But what does that mean going forward for this Boston Celtics team? And does that worry you a little bit for their next series?
Yeah, I mean, you want to get the series over with quickly.
Right.
So you can have as many days off as possible to give him rest. Now, I loved the report that said he will miss the minimum several games.
Yeah.
Not really sure what that means. But
aren't we, though? Like, that means a lot of games, doesn't it?
Yeah, it feels like it.
I guess. I think so. Comparing it to the Giannis injury, so it might mean several games. But, you know, they're a team that's not overly deep. So I think it does affect them going forward. I don't think it affects them in this series. I don't think Miami just has – I don't think they have enough to beat Boston. So I would expect that series to be over tonight I think it does affect them going forward because of the size. Now you're going to have to count on Al Horford a little bit more at his age. He can be a great player, but I don't know how many minutes you can give him. So you're going to have to count on him a little bit more. And, so your depth is now being in question, I think, if you're the Boston Celtics going forward. So, yeah, it'll hurt them. Who are they going to play? Cleveland, probably?
Yeah,
probably.
With Cleveland's size? Yeah, that could definitely hurt them in the next round. So, get as many off days as possible to try and get him back because that's a pretty big loss. They're still pretty talented. They're still pretty talented with their first five. But after that, I think they could be in a little bit of trouble.
It's weird, Rob. Al Horford's played so long in the NBA, he feels like he's now older than his dad, Tito.
No doubt. And the thing is, still makes big shots. Mm-hmm. Still makes big plays. Still makes
winning plays.
What coaches like to call winning plays.
Yep.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And he does it on the regular. And it's amazing to watch it. Now, I know Boston has owned the Grizzlies for years. It's a horrible streak that the Grizzlies are on. I think it's 10 straight or 9 straight that they've lost to Boston, which, goes over 5 years. And it's amazing how many times Al Horford hits big shots against the Grizzlies. I mean, he looks as young as ever every time they're playing the Grizzlies. So I'm a big fan of Al Horford.
Yeah.
I just don't know if you can count on him as much as they might have to count on him going forward.
I saw him in his rookie year the night in 2008, the night before the SEC football championship game. And the seat that someone got for me was by his mom, again in December of 2008.
Right.
It's incredible. It's unbelievable.
It is incredible.
The Georgia Dome was where the game was played the next day between Alabama and Florida.
Wow, that's wild. Rob, we saw the Lakers be eliminated by the Nuggets, and now sets up a great series. You talked about how much you enjoy watching this Timberwolves team. Now they go up against the defending champs in Denver that really, even though some of those games against the Lakers went down to the wire, it felt like they were in control that entire series. What do you expect to see? That series starts on Saturday. What do you expect to see in this next round matchup between these two teams?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing, Minnesota trying to get up and down the floor and Denver trying to play more in the half court and, how those contrasting styles will go up against each other. I'm looking forward to seeing what Anthony Edwards can do on this stage as they continue to go forward in the playoffs. How are they going to guard Jamal Murray? I think they got some guys, at least they have the size and the athleticism to try and guard Nikola Jokic. He makes shots that are unguardable, but to try and, you always say when you have a guy like Jokic who is premier at scoring, rebounding, and playmaking, can you take one of those things away from them? And I think Minnesota is capable of trying to take one of those things away from them. So I think of all the teams, because of their athleticism, because of their size, I think that they're one of the teams that could give Denver a run for their money. Denver's the defending champ. So, they're going to be the favorite. They're the team that's favored to come out of the West again this season, and rightfully so. You look at these two teams, I think the biggest thing with these two teams is health. They're both very healthy, and that's obviously so important this time of year. You look at the top three teams in the West, really, all disposing of their first-round opponents, Oklahoma City, Denver, and Minnesota. They're all healthy, and that's so huge this time of year. So they might be the three healthiest teams going forward, and it wouldn't surprise you if, they're going to be three of the four teams that are left. So wouldn't surprise you if one of those teams does go all the way to the NBA championship because of their health. But I like Minnesota and Denver as the potential winner of the West coming out of that series for sure.
Rob, we're in very changing times on how we consume sports, TV carriers, et cetera. you know, new rights fees deals last night. A lot of people in our area with Xfinity got a surprise. Can you easily explain next year how we will watch you in the Grizzlies?
No, because I think a lot of things still questions need to be answered as far as the national television contracts and then down to the local TV mm-hmm. contracts as well. But it starts with the national deal. You know, once the national deal's done, then, you know, it'll trickle down to what's going to happen on the local front. And I think at this point, we don't necessarily know. I think the news of the agreements with DirecTV and Cox and Charter were all very good news. Unfortunately, the Comcast news came out, but hopefully something can get resolved there because I think it's just good news when that happens. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen next year for sure.
It's everybody in every sport. As long as I got DirecTV, I feel like I'm insulated from it. I'm safe. I know where to find you.
Yeah, and I think that the status quo is still a possibility of how we've been doing it and how things have been going. I think that's still on the table. So there might not be any change come next year. So, but I don't know. That stuff's well beyond my pay grade, and I hope everything gets worked out, and you know, we're back at it again. Starting in the fall, you know, we'll be back at it again starting in the fall somewhere, somehow.
That's right.
And you know, I hope it's back with Valley. And you know, it seems to be looking like it's moving in that direction. And hopefully that's going to be the case.
And wherever it is, you know the simple rule. The camera with the red light on top of it, that's the one you look into.
That's the one that I look at, yeah. That's the one I smile at. That's the one my mother says I wink at.
Yeah. That's it.
That's great. We're talking to Rob Fisher. You can catch him on all the Grizzlies television broadcasts, also Grind City Media. Obviously, off season for the Grizzlies. I know you've been very busy during the season. Have you been able to look at draft any? Is there any guy that you think the Grizzlies should go out and get?
They need to send you to ping pong ball night.
I would love that.
I don't know. Elliot Perry's done pretty good at ping pong.
He sure has.
So we need to keep EP going and maybe get lucky again this year. No, Brian, the bottom line is when it comes to the draft, no. I don't look at guys. I don't care.
Give us that 44th pick breakdown,
right,
please.
Yes.
The powers that be, the people in the organization, they know a lot more than I do.
I love that
as
approach.
Far as who they're trying to get, who they're trying to who they want to get in the draft and what their draft board looks like. I gave up on that years ago when I thought Adam Morrison would be a star in this league. And I thought Steph Curry would be a bust. So what do I know?
And Shabazz Muhammad.
And Shabazz Muhammad, who I put on the U.S. national team. Yeah. I haven't had much luck in scouting people, so I've given it up and I just let the team do it. And once they make the pick, then I'll tell you how great it was and how I trust them, and
like
we'll go
that.
From there. But I don't really get into the draft. I don't watch enough college basketball to know these players. And frankly, I'm not one to be able to watch college basketball and say that guy will be a good pro. I'm just not. I think it's very difficult, and I think the people that do those jobs, I trust them a lot more than I would trust me.
That is true. Rob, do you remember my love affair with T.J. Leaf?
Mm-hmm.
It was sad,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Oh, man.
We missed on a few over these years.
we really have. Rob Bright and I were talking right before the top of the hour break. We were talking about the Clippers and rivalry with them. Mm-hmm. I don't think anything can top Z-Bo's floater late in the game eliminate San Antonio in 2011. But I swear, one of the fun nights ever in playoffs in Memphis sports history, anything for me, was the night to defeat the Clippers on a Friday night in 2013. And I know the song wasn't, but that was the night the chant of Whoop That Trick was born at FedEx Forum to beat them on that Friday night and to eliminate Chris Paul. Do you have a favorite playoff win? I bet yours might have been on the road with Shane Jumper, the first playoff win.
Yeah, Shane's Jumper was one. Gasol hitting the three from the corner in Los Angeles to send that to a game seven, the series the Grizzlies actually lost. But that was a great win. Eliminating the Clippers, that was about as good as it got. You know, Zebo smacking his ass and guys getting thrown out of the game. And,
that was great.
Matt Barnes kicking the trash can and Zebo wrestling with Blake Griffin. I mean, that was good stuff because we had such a hatred for the Los Angeles Clippers, too, at the time. And, you know, rivalries are born in the playoffs. And that one was born in the playoffs and born in the regular season. And, you know, Doc Rivers once said it's going to be a rivalry until all the players and all the coaches are gone. And they are. And it's kind of died down a little bit since then. But certainly look forward to getting back to the playoffs and seeing teams to develop those rivalries again.
Yeah. Me too. I told Brad, I said, at that time, the Clipper sports hate. We even hated their announcer.
Oh, man, hated him. Ralph Lawler. And then Lawler's Law. I even started doing Fisher's Law.
Oh, that's great.
Ralph had first to 100 wins the game, and that's the law. And I just started doing, all right, first to 110 wins. That's the law.
Because it changed. It did.
Yeah.
That win against the Clippers the night Whoop That Trick was born. And, I mean, it was thunderous. I mean, I was in seats, and I was sitting with my oldest nephew, and I'm screaming at him, what are they saying? What are they saying? And all I could hear back from him, he goes, you won't get it. You won't understand.
I'll never forget. I was standing by the Grizzlies bench ready to do a walk-off interview in that game. And it was in the closing seconds, and Rebecca Harlow was working for TNT that night. And she was standing next to me, and she looked over at me. And she just said, are they saying Whoop That Trick?
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
And I just started laughing. I said, that's exactly what they're saying. Yep, you got it.
And we mean it in a fun sports connotation. Save the text of of everything else, because it was fun, and that's where it was born, and that was a fun night, Rob. The Grizzlies, next year. Absence will make the heart grow much fonder. Grizzlies back in the playoffs next year. The place will rock like Oklahoma City's been rocking.
No doubt. I mean, it was, you know, there have been just some moments during the playoffs where, you miss it and you hate not being there. And seeing the crowd in Minnesota, they've been great through this postseason. Seeing the crowd in the Garden yesterday when they thought they had the game won, that place was absolutely rocking, you know, and they haven't had much to cheer about in a long time. So to see that was really cool. And those are the moments you're like, man, I wish we were in the middle of a game like that right now. But man, FedEx Forum's unique come playoff time. It's different than anywhere else. And just how loud that building gets and the air conditions turned up a little bit higher. And it's a playoff time is, There's nothing like it. I can't wait to get back.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Rob, enjoy these games coming up. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Yeah, man. Who are you liking in the NHL so far? Who are you following?
Well, I'll be honest. I'm wearing my Maple Leafs sweater today after their massive win last night.
Stay ball.
Sans Austin Matthews.
We had a lot of staving yesterday.
Sure did. But I don't know. There's some good teams. This game tonight between the Golden Knights and the Stars, I'm really looking forward to. Should be a good one.
And our Predators.
That's right.
And our Preds battling staving last night, so that was good. And I'm loving watching Edmonton. They might be the most fun team just because Connor McDavid's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah,
and they
incredible.
Got other great talent on that team too. So I've been watching them a lot. I've watched a lot of NHL playoffs, almost more than some of the NBA. There haven't been that many compelling series, I don't think, in the NBA to this point. And I think we've had more compelling series so far in the NHL, but both have been fun to watch, but I've watched a little bit more NHL, I think.
Yeah, Stanley Cup playoffs, it's a different animal, and your ride's been fun. But I'm with you. Edmonton, I think, is going to win it all. They're
Rob,
so much fun.
How many NHL sweaters, jerseys do you think you have?
Oh, not too many. Maybe four or five.
Okay, well, Bryant's building a good collection. Yeah. You're getting there, Bryant.
Yeah, I've got four right now. So
I have a lot of baseball and a lot of NBA.
Yeah,
and a lot of football too. I don't have as many because the hockey sweaters get pricey.
Sure do. Got that right.
And they're hot.
You can't go to that flea market on the way down to Tunica and pick up some hockey sweaters.
No, you cannot.
And you got some hunker down jerseys too, don't you? Georgia Bulldogs?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Go Dogs. I got a Dick Shockley jersey.
Wow.
Well, that's a rare one.
That is a rare one. Rob, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good, fellas.
Thank you, Rob.
Rob Fisher, always so much fun talking to him. And speaking of the Stanley Cup playoffs, we didn't get to bring this up. It happened over the weekend. Did either of y'all see the fan in Nashville that chugged a beer out of a catfish's mouth?
No, I did.
You know, they throw the catfish onto the ice at Nashville Predators game. I believe it's catfish, maybe a bass. I think it's catfish. And there was a video where they poured the beer. They had the dead fish there. Yeah, they were going to chunk onto the ice, and they poured the beer down and bottoms up. And
with the catfish.
That's crazy.
With the catfish. And then Taylor Lewan was there. He chugged a beer. Then his daughter got up and chugged her cup of water. So, I mean, it gets electric in Nashville for Predators games. Me and a fish, I don't know. No, thank you.
I like to eat catfish, and I can't drink beer. So
yes, then I certainly don't want beer from a catfish. No.
Isn't there a part of a catfish that, like, if you don't handle it right around,
it'll cut you or something? Oh, absolutely. It'll cut you. And it starts flopping around, and you got to, I've been there. My buddy got cut real bad one time. Not super bad, but it was.
All right, yesterday I asked, all right, how hard one for you?
Okay.
Have you ever been catfishing?
I have not been, like, traditional catfishing. I've just been, like, fishing, and there were catfish in there. And
have you ever been frog gigging?
I've not, not at all. Me and Frog,
I've done both, but blood alcohol level was high for both.
I believe it. I like fishing. Fishing's a good time.
I would go from the bank with a cane pole, keeping it simple, brim or crappie fishing Saturday afternoon. I'd do it this weekend.
Sure, yeah.
But I don't want to mess with a boat and all that.
Yeah.
I don't rod and reel.
No. Yeah.
If I break my line, I'm done.
Well, lonely trip back.
It is. If I'm out there in a big old boat.
It's very true. No, I do like fishing, especially when the weather's nice. Get out there.
All right. As a delicacy, have you ever had the fish, the buffalo ribs?
Ooh, no, I don't think so.
Oh, I never had that, Brett.
It's one of the great delicacies ever.
Really?
And I had a friend of mine. It was a big cookout. And I had a friend of mine from Little Rock. That I promise you, grew up 3 square meals at the country club. I mean, his idea of roughing it is non-starch khakis, okay? I mean, just had never, ever been in a rural setting in his life. And I told him we're going to eat buffalo ribs.
Oh, jeez.
And we got there, and he thought it was like where the deer and the antelope play buffalo. And it's the fish, the buffalo fish and you eat a rack of ribs like, I mean, you peel them off like barbecue.
Huh. I've never even heard of that before.
And they're great.
Interesting. I'll have to look into that. That sounds,
he was stunned by it. He had like 4 big plates of
them. That's great. I love that. That's awesome. Well, let's go ahead and get to a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about what's trending.
You already know you can listen to Sports 56 anywhere with the Sports 56 app. Or at sports56whbq.com. But you can also watch us daily with live video of all of our shows on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Now back to Sports Time on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again are Brett Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
Welcome back into Sports Time. Bryant and Brett with you. We got a little bit less than 30 minutes left in today's show. If anybody's tuning in thought that we would be at Ole Miss pregame by now, that game, if you haven't heard, has been moved to 6:30 first pitch, so we'll have that pregame right when we're done here at 6 o'clock, that game being moved because they're putting that game on, I believe, ESPN2 tonight, so had to make it work for television, so that'll be going on right here in about 25 minutes or so. Brett, I know there's a couple topics we want to get to, specifically Tigers, during this segment, but I want to bring up a text we got earlier that I completely missed while we were talking to John Goen. I wanted to bring this up because it's a great text about our friend John Goen in Timber Trust. This comes in from Joe. It says, "I'm going to brag on John. I'm the coach, the golf coach at Collierville Middle. We normally have our district attorney at Irene, and due to unforeseen circumstances, we had to look for another venue. John is hosting it tomorrow, and he won't see hardly any profit from it, but is putting it on purely out of benevolence and growing the game for the next generation. Kudos to Mr. Goen." So definitely
that
wanted to shout
nice.
That out.
That
is awesome
nice.
To see, and I love that he's doing that for those kids.
Did he sign it? Could we call the coach out?
His name's Joe is who it came from. I don't have a last name or anything, but just from Joe.
Coach Joe, we appreciate that. And you heard John. I didn't know that came in. I'm sorry. I hadn't checked. And thank you for highlighting it, Brian. And you heard John talk about how invested they are in junior golf and how much it means to him. And that's always been a mission statement of his, because most every golfer comes from having played in some junior golf program.
Right.
So I know he'll be glad to hear that.
Yeah, no, that was awesome. I loved seeing that, and I just had to get it in there. And again, sorry we missed it earlier, but definitely wanted to get that out. I mentioned earlier the news with the Tiger basketball program. Andre Turner going to join the staff. We don't know yet what kind of role, but also it looks like, and now we're getting closer and closer to that deadline, that we are not going to get anything David Jones-wise into the transfer portal. It sounds like now it's either going to be NBA draft, professional route, or back to Memphis. And I think that is definitely big for his chances to returning to Memphis.
Do you think the only route is the NBA? Because you said NBA or professional route. Do you think it could also include Europe or somewhere else professionally?
Yeah, I mean it could. I think any time that you're a player, and especially a player like David Jones, who's been in college for a while, you know, this is now his third stop, and so, you know, I think there's always that sense of, you know, guys can get tired of the school part of it, and you know, if David Jones, he could go over to Spain or one of these really good, you know, Italy, one of these really good foreign leagues, and I think could make a really good amount of money, just because we know how good of a basketball player he is. So, you know, I think the likelihood of that happening, though, is like 5%. You know, I don't think it's very big, but I do want to just keep it out there.
If he got any sign he's being drafted in the second round, he's gone, isn't he?
I think so,
yeah. And should be.
Yeah.
But I hope he's back for the Tigers, for Coach Hardaway, and for next year. And like I said yesterday, get off that good start, have something to build on, get excited about, and then finish strong.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so I love what Penny Hardaway's put together. It's actually funny. Last night, David Jones went on Instagram Live and was just hanging out, you know, talking and stuff. And I didn't know this. I'm sure Brett, I'm sure you were all over this. I'm sure you knew all about it. But now on Instagram Live, you can have up to 4 people on live with you. Used to, especially when I spent a lot of time on Instagram, it was just 2 people. You could go on. You could have somebody else join you on Instagram Live.
Now, so now it's full Brady Bunch boxes?
Yeah, you can have up to 4 people in there. So last night at one point, and I wasn't in the Instagram Live, but there were a lot of pictures going around, reporting done off of it because of what was going on. But at one point, it was David Jones, Naquan Tomlin, Ashton Hardaway, and Javon Quinterly, all in the same IG Live. Again, they were just talking, hanging out, having a good time. But Javon Quinterly said, and this was being reported by Jason Munns, who was watching it and kind of taking some of the things they were saying and putting it out for people that weren't tuned into the IG Live. Javon Quinterly said, "With what they're putting together, if you go back, y'all could do something next year. So it looks like a lot of people are seeing what Penny Hardaway is doing with this roster and like it. And certainly, you said it earlier, I think any team that you add David Jones to is instantly a much better team. That's just how good he is.
Yeah, he is. And it would give you a viable mm-hmm. offensive spark plug production right out of the gate next year. And we know right out of the gate next year, well, latter part of sure. November, Thanksgiving week, that's in Maui against those teams. Brett Yormark, the commissioner of the Big 12, said today that he and the Big 12, they're for the expansion of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
There's no stopping it.
There's not. It's
a matter of
eventually.
How many more.
Yes, and I still am trying to hold on to maybe the second Dayton and just expand it to four. But
I don't think it stopped it at 72.
I don't think so. I think we're going to get the full shebang and the big, and we're going to have way too many teams that just don't deserve to be there in the
NCAA
tournament.
That would have to finish off the NIT, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well,
if it's not already finished off.
I mean, it feels like the NIT's not much. And now you're seeing Fox with their now rollout of their postseason tournament, which I think is just ridiculous in itself.
Who's going to go to that?
No, nobody. Maybe more of a nudge by those conferences of, look, we got a good deal with Fox. You got to go play in that. But
And we know who's going to get those bids. You
sure.
just alluded to
exactly.
that. We know.
Yeah.
It's not going to be more for the Big Sky.
No, it's going to be the Big East and Big Ten Invitational.
And SEC.
And SEC Invitational. Those are going to be the teams that get the invite.
Sankey's going to want of next year's 16. He's going to want 12 or 13
sure.
of those bids.
Sure. And then that's going to, and that's going to turn the NIT, if it's still around, to, the mid-major. It's going to turn it to the CBI. I mean, that's exactly what it's going to be.
It is.
And
it will turn it into the Coaches Protection Act of,
yes.
I went to the NCAA tournament.
Exactly. Which is ridiculous.
That'll drive me crazy.
I think you can go back every year and maybe there's a team here or team there that you would say, I think a lot of people would say Indiana State last year should have been in the NCAA tournament. I think they would have done something in the NCAA tournament. Would have been a fun team to watch, certainly. But you cannot go down that list very far of last year teams that really deserve to be in the NCAA tournament. I think you can say that about a lot of years. And so I don't know why, other than obviously the money aspect of it, why anybody would even be in favor for expanding the tournament.
So many college football fans and college sports followers follow on Twitter mm-hmm. Big Ten Information, college football fan, that site, it's at Genetics 56. We're Sports 56. He's Genetics 56.
Yeah.
And he's only been right about everything for about the last 3 years. Boy, he's got some information. I just wonder who it is and who his leaks are coming from. But he tweeted out earlier today, odds update for the ACC schools. Not a lot has changed, but some newer intel changes the percentages slightly for a couple of schools as we head into the summer. Clemson, 51% to the Big Ten, 49% SEC. Florida State, 80% Big Ten, 20% SEC. I would tell him it's closer to zero for the SEC. They turned them down once. Georgia Tech, ACC, remain in the ACC, 90%, Big 12, 10%. North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Big Ten, 33%, SEC, 33%, remain in ACC, 33%, and the same 33 ways for Virginia into Big Ten, SEC, remain in ACC. The U, Big Ten, 10%, Big 12, 45%, remain in ACC, 45%.
Wow, that's interesting.
Notre Dame, 90-99% football independence with scheduling agreement with Big Ten and SEC.
Whoa. Take that.
Really
Holy
would be.
Cow.
So it's kind of six gimmies and three ACC type games and three Big Ten type games and three SEC type games.
I guess
something
so.
Like that for Notre Dame.
That is that'd be a schedule right there.
And all this is good for Memphis.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, yeah. I mean,
we got to keep an ACC and Big 12 though.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what, when I see some of these of, you know, I like the, but the idea of some of these schools going to the Big 12 kind of gets you into that mindset again of you don't want to lose another conference. That would be terrible. So
I like genetics 56. Yeah. I just wish it would all hurry up and happen.
Yes. Yeah. But hey, Brett, we've seen in the past, it can go from nothing happening to things moving.
I don't know
very
how much
quickly.
Time I got left. Hurry up and happen.
Well, luckily for you in the past, it's been very quiet and then just like that, things happening. Just look at what all happened last year, and now we're having a whole conference not be a thing next year. So I think things are going to move very, very fast. That's interesting stuff when it comes to college football and conferences. Well, let's go ahead and get to our final break of the day. When we come back, we'll wrap up today's show with Taco Bell Crunch Time.
Start your day with Sports 56 Mornings with Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10, right here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Now back to Sports Time on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again are Brett Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
This is pretty cool, and we're just getting started, so...
Crunch time.
You are looking live. In your life, have you seen anything like that?
Goodbye. Hello.
It's obviously crunch time.
Hammer, nail, coffin. This baby is over.
The Double Steak Grilled Cheese Burrito. So good. Double the steak with nacho cheese sauce, seasoned rice, red strips, sour cream, and the three cheese blend wrapped inside a warm flour tortilla. With even more three cheese blend grilled on the top. The Double Steak Grilled Cheese Burrito, it hits the spot now at Taco Bell. And at Taco Bell, when they say they are feeding people's lives with unexpected good, they mean it. Bowl food you can't get anywhere else.
Well, what I learned today is last night we had a B delay in the D-backs and Dodgers game. I was actually at Topgolf last night when this was going on, and so we were watching the basketball games, and I'm looking on my phone, and I'm scrolling through the scores of Major League Baseball, and I see D-backs game is in a delay. And I was like, what are they in a delay for?
Got a roof?
They've got a roof. Just close the roof. It's raining. This doesn't make any sense. And so I go onto social media and I start looking, only to find out.
And a Stephen King movie broke
that's
out.
That's right. There are a ton of bees in the ballpark. I'm guessing the queen tried to take a little break, took a little rest, and everyone just surrounded her, and they were hanging out there, so had to call in the professional. He
Nature.
Goes in, gets the queen bee. Of course, all the other bees are going to follow, and they get him out of them, and what do? I mean, the least they could do.
That's why they call her the queen.
The first pitch. That's right. That's why they call him the pitch, or the queen. But, no, it was an interesting. How many times did you see that, a bee delay in Major League Baseball? We saw it last night.
That's what I learned last night. The beekeeper in Arizona, imagine his day, just doing his thing, living out there in that great area, working, whatever he does during the day. We need the bees.
Called it a day already?
Called it a day. Gets the emergency call on the bat phone.
Jeez.
And they have the lift ready for him when he gets there.
Well, he got to be prepared. I mean,
gets there, full space suit, gets everything done. Then throws a first pitch and sees a win over the Dodgers.
How about that? What a night. What a night for that beekeeper. It's a good day. What I could have done without. Oh, Brett, I don't know if you remember on Friday, but I was very excited to beam to week one of the Arena Football League.
Yeah.
And now we are to week two, and let me tell you something, Brett, and I know you've seen far more leagues come about, whether it be spring football leagues, arena leagues, whatever it have to be. I've got to say, this has been the worst rollout of a league I have ever seen. I've talked about it. I don't know if we've talked about it on this show.
Yeah, I saw the AAF.
You sure did. Everything that happened with the Philadelphia Soul team where they get to their hotel room last week before their game the weekend, the league hasn't paid for their hotel rooms. Nobody's paid for the hotel rooms. They
a lot
lock
of hotel
all their,
issues.
Oh
the
yeah. They lock all their belongings in there, and then someone from the AFL comes down and says, "Hey, here's all y'all's release papers. We don't need you anymore. Go home." That's terrible, first off. And second, they have had a deal with NFL Network that is supposed to do one game a week in the AFL. Week one gets canned. They come on a sponsored league podcast and say, look, week one, there were some issues, but it's all right. We're getting back to it in week two. The Nashville Cats were supposed to play on NFL Network tomorrow night, Brett. And about an hour ago, 2 hours ago maybe, it was announced that game will no longer be on NFL Network. It has been a pathetic rollout for this league.
You think Eli Gold got paid?
I sure hope so. I was listening to him. I had to listen to him. They didn't have a stream for the Nashville Cats visual, so I listened to him.
Can you say touchdown, Alabama?
No, he was able to keep it with the Cats, but I did hear a lot of Eli Gold over the weekend.
Could have done without in Kansas City. Even the Kansas suburbs are saying no to more tax money. That's the sentiment out there. And Royals owner John Sherman says the Royals will not play in Kauffman Stadium beyond the 2030 season. Maybe they'll move to Oakland. We've done this before from Kansas City to Oakland. About 60 years ago.
Wouldn't that be crazy? Talk about a time. Where are you beaming tonight?
Beam me to Crypto for Clippers and the Mavericks. Third time in the last 5 years these two teams have met in the postseason. I said earlier, Jason Kidd, 11-11, is head coach of Dallas in the playoffs. Mavericks favored by 3.5.
Yeah, they are favored, which, you know, I think when we talked to Rob earlier, I think you know what to do with the Mavericks being favored. Let's go see some hockey tonight. Beam me to Golden Knights and Stars. This series tied 2-2 right now. It's been back and forth, really fun to watch.
Where is that tonight?
The game's in Dallas tonight, so should be a lot of fun in the Big D. So we'll see what happens. Maybe Dallas can win one at home tonight.
Keeping a close eye tonight on Celtics, heavy favorite over Miami. Mm-hmm. Cubs at Citi Field against the Mets. Damn. Giants at Red Sox. That's two great matchups, Cubs, Mets, Giants at Red Sox. And the Dodgers in Phoenix, hopefully tonight with no B's.
Yeah, hopefully no B's there. Yoshinobu Yamamoto on the mound for them. He's had better outings since that first one in Korea where he really just did not have a good game. He's looked better since then. He'll go up against our former buddy Jordan Montgomery with his time with the Cardinals. He's had a good start of the season, but not a ton of games tonight in Major League Baseball, so a lot of focus will be on those NBA games.
Wonder where the B's are today. Wonder where that queen is.
Yeah, it's a good question. Wonder where they took him after that game. You know, you get done with your first pitch, you get done watching.
Where'd you head off to then?
And now you got to take the B's somewhere. So I'm sure they're somewhere safe and sound. But it should be a good night of games, Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL. Should be a lot of fun. We've also got coming up on this station, Ole Miss and Mississippi State. You can also watch that game on ESPN2. So a really fun night. But that's all the time we have. Enjoy your night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon.